The great beast in the cavern yawns and stretches out like a cat. Then it turns color like a chameleon from a gray that blends in with the rocks to kind of a blue. It's got massive wings, horns, and a long jaw. Guys, in spite of the fact that they should be extinct, this has to be a dragon.
Oh my gosh, it's a dragon. Larry, look, that's a live dragon.
You don't know that could be a dragon. It might just be a really large offshoot of the iguana family.
It kind of blinks slowly and looks around at you guys and says, "What are you doing in my cave?"
Oh, we got lost, but today is the best day ever. Could we battle to the death?
She stretches out one of her great clawed hands and then kind of just lays it on top of you, Elvis. You get squished to the rock and she says, "Just let me know and I'll death you."
Okay, I was kind of thinking like a fair fight. Could you like maybe a handicap?
I just woke up. What year is it?
It's the 171st year of the turtle.
I don't know when that is. I guess I should have started by asking, how does your calendar work? I'm not familiar with the year of the turtle.
It's based on the seasons mostly, but then every now and then there's like a comet that flies overhead, and then all the religious folk get really excited, and we make it a new...
Are you Feraldins, or descendants of the Feraldins?
What's a Feraldin? Oh, and then I look quickly at Madame Agatha. Should I know what a Feraldin is?
She kind of squints at you, and she goes, "You know, the legendary Feraldins?"
Well, they're legendary. That's like asking, you know, about the ghost in my attic. I don't really believe in the Feraldins.
Why? Are you an atheist?
No. I'm an Infelitan, a branch of Infelitans which has very strict beliefs about the Feraldins.
The dragon says, "Okay, that's a deep folk, an human, lizard person... deep folk?" And she kind of looks at you guys who are disguised.
Yep, deep folk. That's us. Straight from the deep.
She kind of nudges you, Paul. She goes, "That's funny. You got an interesting frame for a deep folk."
Well, you know, we're not all born equal, and I'd appreciate it if you didn't touch my frame. We're very sensitive about our bodies down in the deep.
Yeah, I guess you are. So the Feraldins, what happened to them? And she kind of looks around expectantly. Madame McGoffel, seeing that no one else is going to volunteer information, says, "They wished themselves away, according to legend." The dragon says, "Why would they do that?" And then Madame McGoffel says, "Well, according to the legends, they built a machine that would let them communicate with their god. And when they got in touch, their god had a lot of opinions about the sinful nature of their civilization. So they made a wish, and now they're gone." The dragon says, "How long ago did this happen?" And Madame McGoffel says, "I suppose about a couple hundred years ago." The dragon says, "The deep folk had some kind of arrangement with the Feraldins, as far as I recall. Why would they fade into legend?" Madame McGoffel crosses her arms and she goes, "I don't know. According to our own religion, we contacted our god, Centipora, who also had opinions about how we were living. But the difference is, we reformed and lived a better life. I think the whole thing might be, what do you call it, a parable?" The dragon says, "That doesn't add up." And Madame McGoffel says, "Yeah, funny thing about myth, it doesn't usually. We teach these things to learn lessons for our kids and stuff, you know?" The dragon kind of slaps the ground and she looks around. She goes, "All right, so none of you actually know what a Feraldin is."
No, not really.
I have never heard of one until today.
I know what they are. I just wanted to wait and see if you guys knew what they are.
The dragon kind of looks at you for a minute, Lowry. And then she picks you up and she goes, "You know what? Are you wearing something?" And she turns you over. You're naked. She goes, "You're not."
"Put me down. I will bite. I'm in touch with my savage inner animal. I am naked and I will bite you."
Look at you, just all full of stars. She puts you down. She goes, "Oh, I'm sorry. I was so drowsy. I just woke up. I forgot to introduce myself. I am Pythara, Queen of Thunder, Lord of Storms."
"I'm Elvis, Dragon Slayer in training. I didn't know there were still dragons, but I would like to slay one once. I would be very famous and people would sing songs about it."
Well, good luck with that.
"That naked lizard guy is Lowry, and then the guy that you fondled earlier, that was Paul, and then that's Cherry, and this is Madame McGoffel, and that's, Rachel and Khan."
"Okay, all right, pleased to meet everyone. And I tell you what, the entrance looks sealed. I'm not sure how you got in here, but here's what we're going to do. I could kill each of you if I felt like it. And that is the least of your worries. I could cause you to feel pain beyond your imagining for lengths that you would not expect to be possible. But I'm not going to do that. I just want to put that out there and let you know that the stick is there. However, I'm going to offer a carrot. I've already asked you a lot of questions, so I'm going to let you ask me some questions, And then after you ask me a question, I'll ask you a question. And that will be a fair exchange of information, and we can say that we're on friendly terms.
Are we not going to battle?
Elvis, I don't think we want to battle the dragon.
Yeah, she says, and she rests on one hand and then looks at her claws, and she says, when you're as powerful as I am, killing everyone to get your way just feels kind of childish. Not to mention, it's a little bit non-viable. I mean, everybody eventually gets antsy about it. Please stop killing us, and they start plotting against you, and honestly, cooperation and civility is a lot easier.
Okay, my first question is, do you breathe lightning?
Elvis, could we, like, agree on what the question should be before we just fire it off?
No, not naturally. I don't normally breathe lightning. I could. I'm a master of the runes, and I specialize in weather. But okay, now it's my turn. How did you get in here? And remember, honesty will be met with honesty, so if you are truthful with me, I will be truthful with you.
We came in through that crevice over there.
She goes, okay, thank you for being truthful. And then she reaches up and she claws down some earth and stone and just patches up the crevice, so now you can't go out the way you came.
Hey, well, that's not fair. You didn't tell us you were going to act on the information that you were given.
Well, but why wouldn't I, though?
Because now it's a more hostile relationship and we're going to act all cagey and give you stupid half answers.
Well, I guess you might. But if you give me bad answers, I'll give you bad answers and then we'll see how this goes. I mean, we're here together now, right? And anyway, it's your turn. What's the next question?
Where's your treasure hoard? Did you have a better question?
No, I mean, I'm still trying to think. We should talk about it, please.
Okay, as a show of good faith and cooperation, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you an answer that delivers more information than what you asked for. So yes, clearly I don't have a treasure hoard. I didn't bring one down with me. And that's because I came down here to hide. You see, when you're as long-lived as I am, sometimes the best way to beat the heat is to just sleep it off. I angered a group of people called the Feraldins, and they were hunting for me, so I buried myself in here and just went to bed. I really do wish that I had some gold or treasure to restart my life with, but if I'd taken it all with me, then they never would have given up looking for me. So as it is, I was apparently forgotten, which was my objective. So, hooray for me. Now my question. Who runs the area around the mountains these days?
Well, it's mostly just Dungeon City, although it's part of a kingdom, but it's run by three groups: the Curators, the Adventuring Guild, and the City Council. But now I've got a question for you, and this is a good one. Why were the Feraldins hunting for you, aside from the fact that you're a dragon?
Well, part of the answer is that I am a dragon, which is why they were hunting me, but the other part of that answer is that I was with the political class in Feralda. I was an acting member of their Senate, and I had a lot of political enemies, and the mating season rolled around, and let's just say that you don't always make your clearest decisions when you're in the moment, and I got caught. I'm going to confess I'm a little angry about it, because I wasn't the only dragon in Feraldin High Society, I was just one of the only ones that got caught. In fact, I think it was another dragon that ratted me out, but you know, things get difficult when you're in that state of mind. I mean, it's difficult. You go to humans and you say, like, hey, how do you feel about smooth and shiny scales? And you know, humans are weirdly into a lot of things, so sometimes the answers aren't totally elucidating.
So wait a minute, like, are you able to shapeshift? Is that what was going on?
Yes, and you know what, I'll not count that as a second question because, I mean, you need that information to understand what happened. When you're surrounded by dragons in the upper echelons of society, but you're not sure who is a dragon and who isn't, and then biology calls, it can be very challenging to figure out who needs to be called on.
So you're all dragons pretending not to be dragons, but then you have to do, like, the dragon hanky-pank, and you just can't do it.
Pathara rolls her eyes, and she goes, yes, yeah, yeah. And as soon as you get caught, they call in the wizards, and other dragons are more than happy to come in and oust you from society because it opens up a vacuum, and they move up the ladder behind you.
And that's why dragons are extinct, because you guys can't ever mate with each other because you're all weird politicians.
Extinct?
Is that a question? Are you asking, are dragons considered extinct?
I can infer that you believe dragons are extinct.
Dragons are extinct. Your people are not real.
Oh, of course. A shape-shifting species of geniuses just cease to exist.
You know, changing the color of your skin's not really shape-shifting. Chameleons do that, and we don't call them genius.
Oh, really? She says, and she pulls up the runes, and sagwa-sanfa, and she shrinks down to exactly your size, shape, and appearance, Lowry. You're looking at yourself. She says, the reason why a dragon is ousted from their position in society is because as soon as it's known that you can become the king, that is, assume the form of the king, then you have to be destroyed before you become the king. Lowry, I could be you, but the better you that everybody likes. The you with all the things that everyone expects you to be, but doing all the things that everyone wishes you would do.
Could you do that? Could
Pa,
you replace Lowry?
Pa, no, he's our Lowry. We love him the way he is.
Love is a very strong word.
Well, we tolerate...
Flaws are what really make the person. If you take away my flaws, you're not even going to be me anymore.
We all tolerate Lowry with the patience of friends and people who are forced to be in contact with him by circumstance.
That's right. These guys have no choice. They are cursed to be with me. If you replace me, then you're just unburdening them, which is making them weaker.
Sagwa-sanfa, and Pythara returns back to her original form. She says, regardless, the point is, if society has flourished anywhere, it's like predators. Where there is prey, there will be creatures that consume that prey. Dragons are predators of the political sphere.
But if you guys are found faster than you can reproduce because you're fighting with each other, then couldn't you go extinct?
Well, look, I'll admit it's possible.
Did you ever have kids?
No, I never did. Although having kids wasn't really necessarily my desire, I just had interests.
Well, I mean, what sets it off? Is it like scents and stuff like that?
Like any animal, there are biological cycles and scents, yes.
And baby dragons, I take it that they're not geniuses when they first start off.
No, I mean, they're babies.
And they're probably babies for a long time, right? Because very smart animals take a long time to mature. That's when they're weakest.
Yes, they're babies.
So, if humans figured out how to mimic those scents or take advantage of those biological cycles, and they eliminated the babies before they were too smart, you could probably wipe out a lot of dragons, couldn't you?
Pythara wraps her claws in an irritated fashion. She doesn't seem to really like this line of discussion.
Sorry, it's just that if you were indestructible, then you wouldn't have to hide, right? Because if you could just, like, become another human and hide among society, you wouldn't have to hide in the mountain.
You are a clever little man.
My parents have taught me all about hunting monsters. You need to be perceptive about their weaknesses and pay most attention to what they do when they're cornered, because that says a lot.
Do you ever apply this kind of logic to your own species, to humans?
Oh, no. Hunting human babies sounds very unethical.
Would you ever use sex appeal to kill your fellow man?
Oh, yeah, for sure. With adults, that's totally on the table. I would dress up as a woman if it gave me an advantage in battle somehow. My dad has done it. I'll do it. There's no shame in it. There's a long history of heroes who dress up as women to get the advantage on their foes.
Like who? Name
Thor.
One. I don't know who Thor is.
It's a whole story. Don't worry about it.
All right, we've gotten off track. You asked a question and I gave you a detailed answer, so now I've got a big one for you. Are you happy with your current government?
Okay, all right. That's a question that a devil figure would ask.
It's also something your father might say during a holiday dinner.
Not my dad.
We're not going to help you overthrow our government.
Come on, you have to be honest with me. I asked a question. So you're fond of your government? You have no complaints?
Oh, I have got a list of complaints.
Most of our complaints come from Lowry.
McGoffel asks, why? What is this Lowry guy doing to our government, aside from trying to eat the queen?
Oh, nothing.
Well, I have been a little concerned because the upper echelons of our government has been trying to kill us, allegedly. I know that Chip doesn't really like us very much right now, but also that Omar guy is out to get us. Then there's also the top boss in charge of Cherry, that Antiphates Rawl guy. We don't know what any of them want right now, but Cherry might be in a great deal of danger. But ultimately, I think the thing I'm most upset with about my government is that they advertise themselves as built on adventure, but all the adventure seems really, like, bureaucratic and not very fun, unless you break all the rules. But that's illegal.
Oh, I didn't expect that you guys were actually movers and shakers. You don't really, strike me as the type.
You know, we wouldn't be, normally.
Yeah, Lowry violating all the rules really kind of catapulted us to the top of everything.
I told you guys a million times, rules are just a construct designed to hold you back.
Well, in all fairness, at this point, if you go home, you're probably going to be killed by Chip or Omar or both of them.
The option to not go home is still on the table.
Well, all right. I think that's enough. So you've got one more question, and then I have one more important question for you.
Yeah, okay, I got it. What are you plotting?
A return to wealth, a return to power. I've slept long enough, and it seems like people don't even believe in dragons anymore, so the moment is ripe.
Well, great. You know, that's just what we needed, was to be able to stumble into yet another giant thing that's bigger than all of us for no reason.
When it rains, it pours, I guess.
Yeah, and then it floods up to your eyeballs and everybody drowns. What are we gonna do next? Assassinate the king?
I'm gonna figure out my situation and play it by ear, but I've got one last question for you. And Lowry, she turns to you. What's all this stuff inside of you?
What, inside of me? Nothing, Guts.
Now, I thought the rule was we'd be honest with each other. This is my final question, so it's no fair being dishonest now.
Okay, organs, digestive fluid, poop.
You think you're going to trick me, but I can see magical auras, and they're all concentrated right here. And she pokes you in the chest area.
What'll you do if I just keep lying to you?
Well, we could drop the civility, and I could just kill you and open you up.
Oh, come on.
Look, more than anything, I like getting my way. So let's make this easy for both of us.
Fine. And I spit up all of the gemstones.
So everybody, you watch as Lowry horks up a surprisingly large quantity of crystals from the dungeon. Now, you saw him eat a couple, but what comes up out of his gullet is like dozens of them.
Oh, wow.
What the heck?
Well, what? I don't have pockets. Where else was I supposed to keep them?
You're not supposed to be keeping them. They're supposed to stay in the dungeon. When did you eat these?
Every opportunity I had.
Yeah, Lowry's been handing me notes under the table throughout the game.
Well, I'm gonna say at some point the guild is gonna figure out we need to be arrested.
Cherry goes, is that how you've been able to disable magic? Because your body is full of magic-focusing crystals?
No, there's no such thing as magic.
Well, I mean, that all brings it together. Of course, you have a small amount of magic dampening power inside of you, but it dampens itself, so normally it wouldn't manifest as anything until you eat what looks like a six-course dinner of focusing crystals.
The only thing these crystals do is help with my digestion. It's perfectly normal for a lizard like me to do this.
I mean, it's just amazing. No one has tried eating the focusing crystals before, to the best of my knowledge. It'd be fascinating if it weren't so infuriating. The dragon very carefully picks one of them up off the ground and holds it between her claws. She says, yep, this is a Feraldin specialty. When I was still awake, they were discussing the idea of turning these things into complex machines. But now the Feraldins are gone, and here we are eating their great works. Is that about right?
Oh, I'm not even the worst one here. The guild is using them for social machination.
Well, on a deep level, that's really all they get used for. I mean, any technology, really. It's funny. You're unlucky. If you'd had these in a pouch or something, they would have been inert and I couldn't have seen them. But inside you, they were shiny and bright.
Well, then there's really no winning because I was captured and put into slavery and they would have been confiscated if they'd been in a pouch.
Well, sometimes you just get stuck and that's life. But hey, good news. I'd like to make a trade. I want 5 of these. In particular, these red and orange ones. Those are good. And then I'll dig us out of here and we can all go free.
Oh, but I got those from the bottom of the dungeon. Those are like the biggest deal.
Lowry, all this time you've been saying that material burdens are holding us back, and you've been actually holding on to material burdens inside yourself, like literally in you.
They weren't burdening me. They were helping me digest food.
I could just kill you and take all of them.
You don't understand. They're helping me win arguments against magic, which doesn't exist.
No, I understand. I just want them for myself.
Lowry, just give the dragon the powerful artifacts that will help her ruin our world.
Okay, I'm not going to ruin the world.
But they're mine, Paul. I'm the only one who was eating them. I deserve to have them.
I tell you what, Lowry. You give up 5 of your crystals, and Pithara, you can also have my sword.
Elvis, that's not even your sword. You already gave up the stuff that your parents gave you that should have had sentimental value.
Well, this has sentimental value, too. It's a trophy that I stole from Torvald. But I'll give it up if you have to give up your things, and we'll get out of here, and then we'll find new stuff.
There isn't new stuff. There's a limited number of those crystals, and I've been eating them.
Cherry says, how do you feel pride in this? I mean, just asking.
Because I'm the only one smart enough to have done it.
Look, I'll give her my clothes, too. Pithara, you can take my robes.
I really don't know what to do with your robes and sword, but thank you.
No, okay, look, okay, she can have the crystals, but not the red and orange ones, because those are special.
I'm running out of things to give. Okay, Pithara, I hereby pledge myself to you and shall become your knight and defend you henceforth. I give up myself.
How do you think this is equivalent, Elvis? The crystals make me right about things.
Well, it's a fresh chapter and a new start. And that's what adventure is all about. I'll learn new things and begin again.
Lowry, for once in your life, could you just not be a hypocrite and learn from your damn pupil?
Oh my God. You know what it is? I have learned from him. You've corrupted my way of life, and you corrupted my teachings with this adventure nonsense.
Look, that's it. I'm going to twist your arm. I'm going to hold you down. You're going to give up those crystals to that dragon.
No, fine. She can take them. She can take him. The only reason why I'm trying to hold on to them is because I've been badly influenced by all of you.
All of them? Pithara asks.
No, just the 5, and I scoop up the other crystals and swallow them.
Fair enough. I assume that there's more where those came from, so we'll be fine.
Miss Pithara, since you own me and also my clothes and also my sword, could I keep wearing my clothes and maybe still have my sword?
Well, as you put it that way, and it is all my property now, I suppose you can keep it all together.
Elvis, this is maybe not wise of you.
That's what everybody's been saying since the very beginning, but look at where we are now.
In a much worse place than where we were.
Yeah, but with so much going on and so much potential for things to become different. This has been great, guys. I'm so glad I met you.
All right, stand back and let me clear the way. And so Pythara goes over to where all the rocks have caved in, and she begins to dig them out. Even with her strength and her magic, it's not a completely easy process. It looks like when the stones were brought down, she intended not to be found. But she digs and digs and digs, and after about 20 minutes, you see light on the other side. She punches the rest of the way through, and you're in a very familiar space. Lowry, it's your old cave!
Lowry, there were dragons in your cave!
Oh my god.